An emergency field hospital for people infected by cholera. North Lebanon is where most of them are being detected. Nearly half of the patients of the waterborne disease are children. Almost all come from poor families, unable to access clean water.
We buy water that is not disinfected. I believe that is how my daughter got the disease.
Lebanon's economic crisis is now in its fourth year, and many can't afford hospital fees.
Here everything is for free. Hospital fees are too expensive for many.
Despite global shortages, the international community has helped Lebanon secure cholera vaccines. Officials are hoping to administer more than 500,000 doses in the coming weeks. But while this will help limit the spread, it's unlikely to solve the problem.
The main aim is to allow us to have a bit more time. But the ultimate control of cholera has to go back to the management of water and sanitation, making sure that we have clean and safe water that's being delivered to the users.
The main source of water in the north is contaminated. Water facilities were already deteriorating before the near-bankrupt government became unable to buy fuel to power treatment stations.
The situation could get worse when winter rains begin. This will further mix drinking and wastewater due to old waste management systems. And because of the high cost of bottled water, poor people are forced to rely on these unreliable sources.
Lebanon recorded its first case of cholera in a refugee camp for Syrians in early October, its first in three decades. That came weeks after the disease was detected in neighboring Syria.
If we don't control the outbreak in Syria, it will be very difficult to fully control the outbreak in Lebanon. There's also the water pollution in Syria also can have significant implications for the water pollution in Lebanon, especially with many, of the water resources shared across the countries.
Lebanon is among nearly 30 countries fighting cholera, with climate change and displacement among the reasons behind the rise in cases. And for a nation dealing with many crises, it couldn't come at a worse time. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Northern Lebanon.